The Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Flashback time on a Friday, and it's brought to you by Visit Cleburne. We shall visit the year
1986.
And with cruise night last night, and all the beautiful vehicles, let's do a song about a car. And consequently, something that was in the car. A little George Jones.
Lord, she was a $102 pistol.
Never done this
one.
She
was the fastest thing around.
1986.
Long and lean, yeah. Every young man's dream. She turned every
the one I loved back then. Also known in parentheses as the Corvette song.
It's totally about a Corvette.
Yeah. The one I loved back then. George Jones right there. Singing about stopping at the Quick Sack for some beer and cigarettes and, oh my, what's that that pulled up in the parking space? It tells the story of that man stopping at the convenience store and the clerk mistakenly assumes the girlfriend is the Corvette that the man was talking about the whole time. Well, a very, very tongue-in-cheek story. And it's a story that's based on real-life experiences that songwriter Gary Gentry had while he was working at a liquor store in Nashville while trying to become a songwriter. So he witnessed, he said, this exact incident and decided to write it down that day. Never knew it'd end up being a top five for somebody as legendary as George Jones. Though George Jones, he knew him. And that's how George Jones knew about this song. You see, songwriter Gary Gentry, before he was songwriter Gary Gentry, worked at the liquor store that was right down the street from George Jones's house. Hotter than a $2 pistol on a Friday flashback.
I stopped off at the Quick Sack.